97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin senator is calling for Kristi Noem's resignation. Joanne Krulantz reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin called for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign in light of lawless immigration and customs enforcement agents, the killing of two U.S. citizens on her watch, and her subsequent lies in response to the Americans' deaths in a virtual press conference held Tuesday.
Kristi Noem has overseen the killing of two Americans in Minneapolis. That's two out of the three homicides in the city this year. She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign. ICE is simply out of control and this chaos has to stop. And the president needs to pull these armed, masked agents out of Minnesota before someone else gets hurt.
Senator Baldwin also called for an independent investigation into ICE officers' killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good.
To make matters worse, Kristi Noem and ICE are blocking the local police from even conducting a real independent investigation.
The U.S. Senate will consider a package of funding bills for fiscal year 2026 this week, including funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE.
Wisconsin is joining a growing legal fight between states and the Trump administration, filing a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement actions in Minnesota. Isabella Nieto breaks it down.
The filing comes after ICE agents shot and killed a Green Bay native over the weekend. In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities, and stopping them now could prevent similar situations elsewhere. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first case of measles in the state in 2026. The case was confirmed in a Waukesha County resident on Monday, possibly infected while traveling internationally. Waukesha County Health and Human Services is working to notify anyone else who may have been exposed to the virus. Measles is highly contagious and can infect 90% of people who come into contact if they are not vaccinated. Symptoms like high fevers, pink eye, and a rash with raised bumps can develop within 3 weeks. It can also cause more serious health complications like brain damage and can even be deadly. Outbreaks have become more common as vaccination rates have declined in the U.S. and internationally. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommends that you check your MMR vaccination status with your healthcare provider. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding people to be on the lookout for tax scams with the filing season coming up. One of the most common scams during tax time involves scammers posting as IRS officials and trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal information. The BBB is recommending you file your taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if you have concerns. The point in time count is tonight overnight in Wood County. Volunteers need to arrive at North Central Community Action by 10:30 p.m. Teams will head out at 11 to canvass the community for unsheltered people and provide local resource information. The event usually ends around 2 a.m. If you're interested in volunteering, you can contact Jessica at the United Way by calling 715-421-0390. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helps to shoot 69% from the field in the first half, but I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of only 6 above today, and that wind chill is going to be in the teens below zero here all day today. Tonight, clear will drop to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 8 above zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.